Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson, speaking about open houses being held to demonstrate the need for a new fire station, as well as the remodel for the City Hall and Police Department. This is part two of a two-part interview. And with these open houses, what will people be able to see? Where are they going to be able to go?
What we're trying to do, number one, there's an informational presentation. We have a PowerPoint that I present, and we talk through and answer questions. But then we also give people a chance to really see more a representative idea of what the building is like on a day-to-day basis. You know, a lot of people's impression of the fire department is on pancake day when all the trucks are out of there, it looks big. It isn't big when you get all the equipment in there. And we even have equipment that sits outside because, you know, we have a tactical trailer and a dive trailer that sit outside because there's physically not room in the station for it. You know, we have on the City Hall police side, we have other stuff that isn't located in this building that really needs to be also. So, you know, basically we just want people to see kind of, you know, and even people that are in City Hall on a daily basis or a monthly basis or whatever, just looking at it with that set of eyes of, oh, well, gosh, you know, there's these boxes piled here and there. And, you know, wow, there really isn't any meeting room space and there really isn't any extra space in the fire department. We want people to be able to see that firsthand. And so we definitely, that's why we've tried to have, you know, like I said, this is the third public presentation that we're doing, will be this coming Monday. And we just really encourage and frankly, if somebody can't make it, to the public presentation, but would like to come see the facility and have us walk through, we're happy to do that because we really think that it tells the story without us having to say much, just walking through the facility.
And lastly, the first piece of the puzzle is the new mm-hmm. fire station. Yeah. What's the financial impact for a resident mm-hmm. in the city of Washington?
Well, we've structured everything. Like I said, we've been planning for this for 5 years. We've structured everything to not have any tax increase associated with it. And we've saved up the majority of the money needed and between what we've already saved up and what we will be saving up over the next couple of years as we complete this, we'll have the majority of project costs just paid from funds on hand. And then there won't be a tax increase associated with the project.
And what's the timeline for building?
What we are hoping to do is to be able to be ready for fire station construction at the beginning of September of this year. So that's an aggressive schedule, but we think we can hit that. And then basically once we get under construction with the fire station, we'd really like to move into the planning for the City Hall Police. At this point, all we've done is conceptual designs. We did conceptual designs for both buildings to make sure we could get the most efficient layout and everything work together well. But then, you know, we would move into the more advanced stages of that City Hall Police planning.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson speaking about open houses that are being held regarding a new fire station and remodel to City Hall and the Police Department. The open house will be held Monday evening. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.